Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and we know what will go so well with your turkey and stuffing. What else? A good bottle of wine.
Well, joining us now, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, and our Wine of the Week. Good to have you back, Scott.
It is so good to be here, Sean.
You know, you are the man today because Elizabeth Bernstein, the Wall Street Journal bonds columnist a half an hour ago, told us that perhaps the best way to deal with Thanksgiving family would be to drink wine. So you can give us all the suggestions on what would...
She's just learning that, isn't she?
But it can be hard to figure out what's good for a Thanksgiving meal, right?
It is, because there's so much competing on your plate and palate for attention, right? You got the cranberries and the turkey and the pie and all the other stuff, the sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you need something that's versatile. We open up a bunch of wines. My wife and I are taking two different roads this year. She's going the white road. I'm going the red road. Say that, and let's talk about something.
Well, let's start with the red road, Scott. Since you're in front of us, what do you like in terms of red wines for the turkey?
Well, Francis Ford Coppola, producer come, director turned wine producer. He's going to have, I bet, a bottle of the versatile 2010 Coppola Diamond Collection Scarlet Red Label blend. Now, this is from Napa Valley. It's a blend of Zinfandel, Syrah, Petite Syrah, Cabernet, Sauvignon, and Merlot. I guess you know by now I'm a fan of the blends. And this has got lots of dark cherry and red plums on the nose. And then these flavors of blueberries and black currant, a little bit of licorice and sweet oak on the medium frame. $18. It's very versatile. I think it'll do really well on the table.
What about a Pinot?
Let's go Pinot. That's one of my favorite things to have on Thanksgiving. And this is actually what's going to be on my table. The 2010 Tyler Florence Gallery Vineyard Pinot Noir, again, Napa Valley. It is gorgeous. It's going to be a little hard to find, so get going on early. They only made about 150 cases of this. Aromas of baked raspberry and red berry fruit, and then richly textured mouthfeels. Got lots of gorgeous red strawberry and ripe cherry. And what I love about it, a hint of cranberry in this wine. Yeah, so why not, right? It's a weighty finish, pretty wine, worth the splurge, $40.
So what kind of a white are you thinking?
Well, I'm not, but my wife
is. Oh, yes, of course, sorry.
Cindy's going for the white wine. I think her favorite white wine, I know what she's having, the 2010 Chateau Saint-Michel Dr. Lucin Eroica Riesling. She thinks this is the perfect turkey wine. This is from Washington State. It delivers loads of apple, honeysuckle, and pineapple aromas on the uber fragrant bouquet. Beautiful, seductive flavors, ripe apple, pear, white peaches, and these are her words, not mine, swaddle the tongue. So, and then you get these really nice minerals that sneak in on the concentrated finish for $20. This is a nice white wine to have.
All right, Scott, thanks so much, and happy Thanksgiving.